Jesus on trial, Luke 22, verse 54 to 23, verse 25. They arrested Jesus and dragged him into the house of the Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers. From a distance, Peter followed the crowd to the house. But after they kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat together, Peter wandered in and began to sit among them so he could see the trial. One of the servants began staring at Peter as he sat in the light. Finally, she said, "This one was with Jesus." Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not even know him." After a little while, another servant saw Peter and declared, "You are one of his followers." But Peter responded, "Man, I am definitely not." After Peter stood apart from them for about an hour, another servant began firmly insisting to the group, "Seriously, this man was also with Jesus. Look and listen, he is also from Galilee." Aggravated and scared, Peter said, "Man, I have no idea what you are talking about." Immediately, while Peter was still speaking, a rooster cried out. Turning his head, the Lord Jesus looked Peter in the eye, and Peter was reminded of the word Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster cries out this very day, you will reject all association with me three times." Leaving the courtyard, Peter began intensely weeping. Then the men holding Jesus captive began mocking him and whipping him. Blindfolding him, they began saying, "Tell us, prophet, who is the one hitting you?" They ridiculed and mocked Jesus with many other words. After sunrise on the Passover, the patriarchs of the wealthy and powerful families, the leaders of the temple caretakers, and the biblical scholars gathered together. They brought Jesus before their Sanhedrin council, which was the most powerful governing body in Israel. They said, "Tell us if you are in fact the Messiah and chosen ruler." Jesus said to them, "If I answer you, you won't trust me. And if I ask you, you won't answer me. But know this, from now on, the human one and his community will be rescued by the Creator and will have his full power and support." They all said, "So you are the child of the Creator." But Jesus replied, "That's what you are saying." Then they said to each other, "Why do we still need witnesses? We have heard it from his own mouth." Immediately agreeing, the entire assembly dragged Jesus to Roman governor Pontius Pilate. They began to accuse Jesus, saying, "We found this one disobeying the laws of our nation and culture, treasonously teaching the people not to pay taxes to the Roman emperor, and then saying that he himself and not the Roman emperor is the rightful ruler and lord." Seeing that this Jesus was a weak and poor man, the Roman governor started laughing as he asked Jesus, "So you are the chosen ruler that those devoted to the Jerusalem temple have been waiting for? The one whose rule over the whole earth will supposedly never end?" Answering him, Jesus said, "You yourself just said it." Still amused, the Roman governor said to the leaders, the temple caretakers, and the crowds, "I am finding nothing in this delusional man as a cause for punishment. He is a harmless little bug. Just ignore him." But the Israelite authorities were persisting, saying, "But he is stirring up the people to revolution. He is teaching against us and the Roman Empire throughout all your province. He started in Galilee, and he has brought this movement all the way down here." When the Roman governor heard this, he asked if Jesus was from Galilee. Hearing that Jesus was a resident of Galilee, the governor sent him to stand trial before the ruler of that region, Herod Antipas, who was also in Jerusalem for the Passover feast. When Herod Antipas heard he was going to meet Jesus, he was extremely happy. Having heard many rumors about Jesus, he had been wanting to meet Jesus for a long time and was hoping to see him do a miracle. Herod Antipas began his trial by extensively questioning Jesus, but Jesus refused to answer any question and was completely silent. The leaders of the temple caretakers and the biblical scholars were standing by, fervently accusing Jesus of many things. Disgusted by Jesus and his silence, Herod Antipas mocked Jesus and his teachings about poverty by dressing him up in fancy and expensive clothing. Then he sent him back to the Roman governor. Through their common disdain for Jesus and rejection of his teachings, Herod Antipas and Pilate, who had previously been enemies, became friends with each other on that day. The Roman governor then called together the leaders of the temple caretakers, the Israelite rulers, and the people. He said to them, You brought me this man, accusing him of treasonously turning the people away from the Roman Empire. But look, I have judged him in your sight about these things, and I have found nothing in this man as a cause for capital punishment. And neither did the ruler of Galilee, for he sent him back to us. Look, he is harmless. He even refuses to defend his cause or pick up a weapon. Nothing worthy of death and crucifixion has been done by him. Therefore, I will have him whipped for his teachings and way of life, but then I will release him. But altogether the crowd cried out, "Take this pathetic Jesus away! Release for us Barabbas!" Barabbas, meaning child of the Father, was also claiming to be the chosen ruler and had been thrown in prison because he had led a violent revolution in the city that had resulted in many deaths. But Pilate again told the crowd that he wanted to release Jesus instead. But the crowd wanted nothing to do with Jesus if he wasn't going to raise an army. So they began shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" The third time the Roman governor said to them, "What harm has he done? I found nothing in my trial that makes him worthy of death. Therefore I will have him beaten. Then I will release him." But the crowd refused to back down and pressed forward, demanding all the more that Jesus be crucified. Terrified by the fervor and energy of the crowd on this Passover day, when they celebrated their freedom from slavery to human empires, the Roman governor gave in to their demands. So the Roman governor released the violent revolutionary from prison and ordered Jesus to be killed by crucifixion.